And Alex Mitchell, you have the first question.
Representative Bolger, a recent grand jury investigation concluded looking into the 2012 political party switch you helped former state rep Roy Schmidt with. The investigation found you were not guilty of any criminal charges. Can you talk a little bit about the outcome about that investigation and your feelings?
Sure. Well, the investigation, I think, was thorough and exhaustive. It was the sixth such review or investigation completed by Republicans, Democrats, and independents. It once again found that I've always told the truth and that I've always followed the rules. If I look at the situation and make a bad comparison, the bad comparison I would make is as if I were a football coach who learned the rules and then ran a reverse pass to defeat my opponent. And the reason I say that's a bad example is because what I've certainly learned is this is not a game. And our focus should not be on our opponents. Our focus should be on our voters. And so I've learned a lot from this process. I hope I've grown from this process. I issued a public apology back originally in July, so more than a year ago. I've sought to live by that apology. Within that, I pledged to focus on the issues, to learn from this mistake, and I will call it a mistake, to learn from that and to move forward. People have tried to accuse all sorts of things. So again, as I'm cleared from any wrongdoing, any legal wrongdoing, I'm certainly relieved to see that once again a review has found that I followed the rules. However, that is not to say that I didn't make a mistake. Roy Schmidt switching parties was not a mistake. I would do that again. We took it one step too far in worrying about his opponent. And it wasn't to win. It was to protect him, if you will. The reason for that is we didn't believe we were going to beat Roy when he was a Democrat. He'd been elected for 20 years. We were worried about what the Democrats would do to destroy him because he switched parties. But once again, the mistake is to focus on the competition or to focus on winning instead of focusing on doing what's right for voters and letting voters make that decision.
Jennifer Bowman.
Going back to that apology you had last year that you had issued publicly, I'm quoting you now, but looking back now, I realize we should have held ourselves to a higher standard than just following the rules. And you touched upon that right now, but a lot would argue that this contributes to how politics can get ugly here in Michigan. And that's not something unique. I mean, that's the rest of the country that they're dealing with. But when it comes to this divisiveness, how do you think that impacts us getting some real issues taken care of and making some progress here in Michigan?
Again, as you look at that, I certainly think it was a mistake to focus on winning and to focus on defeating your competition. This isn't a game. I grew up a football player, but this is not a game. This is very real and serious work. And so our focus needs to be on solving problems and solving the problems that are facing Michigan's men and women, children, and delivering those results. And so that is certainly what I've learned. As you look at the environment, as you look at people's negativity, I certainly understand that. And I saw what the other side said about me in the campaign. Certainly they would have led you to believe I was guilty of all sorts of not only rule breaking, law breaking, even though that wasn't the case. And we all need to work together, whether it's the media, the elected officials, the public, to focus on what's happening, not what might be happening, to focus on positive instead of the infatuation with the negative. And we see it in campaigns. We see it in the media. For some reason, positive doesn't sell, but negative sells. And so that is, I don't know whether it's chicken or the egg. Which comes first? Does the media focus on that? Do politicians focus on that because that's what people respond to? Or is that what's out there? Do people see that because that's what politicians and the media focus on? I'm not sure which comes first, but what we need to do again is we need to focus on what's right for the future of our state and not, even when people try, not get distracted by the negative and not get distracted by the politics.
To continue the analogy of the game, you said also back when this whole episode unfolded that you thought it was necessary to look at the rules, i.e. to look at the laws that govern this sort of thing. Do you think that the reforms that have been enacted make the process more transparent in such a way that this has become, if not impossible to do, much more difficult to do?
As you look at writing laws, that you have to be very careful because I was interested and we passed rules to reform, but you can't block people's access to the ballot. And as you look, say, for a description, the candidate that Roy recruited here, people are concerned that he wasn't in to win. He was in to hold a place or to be on the ballot. But as you look across the state, people file all the time for various different reasons, and you don't want to block their access. My opponent in the last campaign had his filing fee paid for by the state Democratic Party. Early on, before controversy erupted, there was a lot of talk that he was simply on the ballot to be on the ballot. My point is, they were certainly there. I'm not likening my opponent to this, to the opponent up in Grand Rapids. The point, though, is as you write a law, it'd be difficult to differentiate between the two. And that's where we would need to be careful with writing the law. So we do need to, we did adopt reforms. I think we do need to focus, though, on people and voters and get away from focusing on the other party and on the competition.
Is it transparency here, perhaps the thing that you ultimately shoot for? You know, perhaps knowing who has paid for someone's filing fee, knowing some of the things about how they might have ended up on the ballot in the first place?
And I think that comes out in a campaign. It certainly came out in this campaign. And so the voters were fully informed in both races. The voters who had access to all information, I would say they didn't have enough access maybe to my information. The reason for that was because I was hamstrung. I couldn't speak about the situation. I issued that apology before the grand jury, but then once the grand jury started, I could no longer speak about what was happening, what I knew, what I believed. And so if voters had not just information, they had weighted information against or accusations that I couldn't effectively defend. So to your question, certainly transparency is important and the voters need to be fully informed. And I think that that happened in this process as well.
Former Representative Roy Schmidt has indicated he may be interested in running for state house again, perhaps for his old seat in the Grand Rapids area. Would you encourage him to make another run for office?
I've not spoken to him. I think we both need to focus on, again, doing what's right. We both need to focus on learning lessons and recognizing mistakes. And so I've not spoken to him.
Alex Mitchell of MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette. Next question for House Speaker Jace Bolger.
Now, some have speculated that if you were to have faced criminal charges, that would have really damaged your public perception moving forward in your political career. How do you feel being cleared of these charges helps your perception moving forward as far as what you might be looking to do in the future, maybe 2014?
Frankly, I couldn't be any less worried about my political future. I'm going to continue to be focused on the people of the state. I gave them my word back in July when I issued that apology. I have sought to learn my lessons. And I think what this does above all is it validates that I've always told the truth and that I've always followed the rules. I never have viewed myself as above the rules. In fact, I have openly said I'm not perfect. I've never been perfect. And yet I never wanted to prove that in this way or in any way. Nobody would want to prove that publicly, but I certainly have proven my imperfection. So when I look at the future, I just couldn't be any less worried about my own future. I'm going to continue to do what's right for the people of the state of Michigan. When that angers people from the left through Right to Work, or that angers people on the right through Medicaid reform, I'm not going to worry about my own political future. I'm going to worry about the state's future.